The Coexistence Initiative was founded as a networking and facilitating organization. Mm-hmm. The idea behind the organization was that there were a lot of NGOs and individuals trying to bring groups all over the world towards a coexisting, a space of coexistence, what would you call it, an environment of coexistence. And these included peace builders and people working on different issues such as immigration and refugees, security, etc. Etc.
Oh.
But there was no larger body that was coordinating these activities or that was serving as a networking organization. TCI was founded not to kind of add more work to the thousands of other organizations, but rather to help these organizations work together more effectively and to exchange information and function more efficiently. Mm-hmm. Over the years, TCI's role in the peace-building world has changed to reflect shifts and trends. At the beginning of this year, TCI started to focus more on strengthening the coexistence field and moving away from a broad perspective of peace builders writ large to people working specifically on coexistence, that is bringing together in different groups to further understanding between the groups.
And initially, TCI defined coexistence almost as a framework, a larger framework within which all of these other fields could thrive. It was an umbrella, it was also a baseline for human interaction. But because there were so many ways to interpret it, the term itself was fuzzy. And so part of the effort, I think, in January 2003, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong, Angela, it was to truly hone that vision for what coexistence is. What does that mean when you're actually promoting coexistence worldwide? How do you effectively mainstream something like that? So that was the essential driving force behind the program areas.